You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Rightfully owned property back. Melissa Quinn with the Daily Signal tells USA Radio News citizens have to appear in an infamous courtroom where they don't even have a judge or a jury.
There's no judge, there's no jury in this room. If you're the average American with no experience in legal jargon, you're speaking directly with the prosecutors. If I'm just an average American going into this and I have no idea what to expect, it can be a little intimidating.
In some cases, innocent citizens needed to come back to courtroom 478 up to 10 times to get their property returned. I'm Jason Wirt.
Former soap opera star Nathaniel Marston is dead as a result of injuries from a car crash. The one-time star of One Life to Live died yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Students at Yale University are continuing to address racial tensions that are gripping the New Haven campus. Hundreds of students gathered Wednesday to discuss recent racial incidents on and near campus. A dozen Akron families are still picking up the pieces after a two-engine plane crashed into their neighborhood. Beth Montgomery is one of the people who no longer has a home.
I lost everything. The cat, all my worldly possessions, everything.
Montgomery says the only reason why she wasn't home at the time of the crash is because she was out to dinner with her son, like they do every Tuesday. While NTSB officials begin their investigation today, a donation drive has been set up to help those who've lost everything. The fire from the crash destroyed most of the four-family apartment building and those on each side. None of the people living there were home at the time of the crash. The Summit County Red Cross is helping a total of 15 adults impacted by the plane crash. All but one person needed a place to stay. Meanwhile, the NTSB has recovered the cockpit voice recorder of the plane that killed all nine on board. The first full day of the agency's investigation is underway, and authorities say they have evidence that the plane clipped power lines as it crashed on approach to Akron-Fulton Airport. Investigators will be looking at many aspects of the flight, including weather, before reaching a conclusion about what brought the plane down. Beth Montgomery says her friends are helping her out for the time being.
I have a friend that is doing a job down in Kentucky, and she gave me the loan of her house.
With more at WesternJournalism.com, I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
Did you know that one in five people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good morning. 11:05. It is 53 degrees in Flemington, and the forecast for today is showers mainly before 5 p.m. with a high of 63. Tonight there'll be some more scattered showers, and for Friday the rain gets out of here and it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 55. But breezy, and tomorrow night mostly cloudy with a low around 34. Saturday is going to be a chilly one with a high of 47. Continued breezy, and Sunday looks like to be the best day of the weekend, sunny with a high of 56.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Visit njweightlossgroup.com to schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so call 855-464-THIN. That's 855-464-THIN. Or visit njweightlossgroup.com. That's njweightlossgroup.com. They can't wait to see you look great.
Good morning and welcome to The Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, only 1 week remains to enter HCL's annual gingerbread competition. Sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library, we'll tell you all you need to know. We're starting to promote all of our holiday programs and activities. And no, it's not too early. Jennifer busted a mirror and got 7 years bad luck, but her lawyer thinks he can get her 5. Library services, including our outreach program and a lot more on today's Library Show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
You're playing some Andy Williams. Is there a reason besides that it's not too early to start promoting Christmas?
Well, Andy Williams is one of my favorites. Sleigh Ride is kind of that. It's not really Christmas music.
It's not Christmas music?
Well,
why not?
But I mean, it doesn't. It could be like Thanksgiving. They talk about pumpkin pie.
All right, well, then let's talk about Christmas then, Jennifer. I've got 12 quotes for you from a Christmas movie. You tell me the movie. Ready?
Wait, are they all from the same movie? Or
no, Jennifer, just listen and answer correctly. I think you'll have an easy time with it.
Okay.
Number one, this is extremely important. Will you please tell Santa that instead of presents this year, I just want my family back. No toys, nothing, but Peter, Kate, Buzz, Megan, Linny, and Jeff, and my aunt and my cousins, and if he has time, my Uncle Frank. Okay?
Toy Story?
That is incorrect. I don't have the answers here, but I know that one.
What is that one?
That one is Home Alone.
That was my second choice, but then when you said Buzz.
Oh. No, I mean Jingle Bells. You know, Deck Them Halls and all that stuff. No, you can't. You don't get it all. You don't get it at all. I mean Jingle Bells. You know, Santa Claus and Ho 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 and Mistletoe and Presents for Pretty Girls.
That's Sally and Charlie Brown Christmas.
That's actually Lucy.
Was Lucy?
Yes, because she wants Schroeder to play Jingle Bells.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. We're kicking off our fun, old-fashioned family Christmas by heading out into the country in the old front-wheel drive sleigh to embrace the frosty majesty of the winter landscape and select the most important of Christmas symbols.
Christmas, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Correct. Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
That movie. Wow, the most wonderful life. It's a Wonderful Life.
It's just like Santa's workshop, except everything smells like mushrooms and everyone looks like they want to hurt me.
Elf.
That is Elf. He's describing the mailroom at
Spotless
Company.
See, you didn't think I paid attention.
You didn't see that part. Football. What's a football? With unconscious will, my voice squeaked out, football.
The only thing I can think of is a Gene Shepherd thing.
A Christmas story. Something's happening here, Jennifer. I can't hear anything. Is everything still on the air?
Looks to be.
It came without ribbons. It came without tags. It came without packages, boxes, or bags.
The Grinch.
How this Grinch stole Christmas. I need complete answers, please. Happy birthday. Hey, I said my first words, but Snowman can't talk. Ha ha, come on now. What's the joke? Could I really be alive?
It's Frosty.
Okay, number 9. There's 12 total. If I live to be 100, I'll never forget that big snowstorm a couple of years ago. The weather closed in, and, well, you might not believe it.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Correct. But the world almost missed Christmas. Oh, excuse me. Call me Sam. What's the matter? Haven't you ever seen a talking snowman
before? Would you like me to wait till you finish before I answer?
It'd be nice, but
okay.
you do what you do, Jennifer.
I will wait.
Charlie, stay away from those things. They're reindeer. You don't know where they've been. They all look like they've got key Lyme disease. That is the Santa Claus with Tim Allen. It's Christmas Eve. It's the one night of the year when we all act a little nicer. We smile a little easier. We cheer a little more. For a couple of hours out of the whole year, we are the people we always hoped we would be. I think that is Scrooged with Bill Murray. I'm pretty sure. And then finally, faith is believing when common sense tells you not to.
Yeah.
Don't you see? It's not just Chris that's on trial. It's everything he stands for. It's kindness and joy and love and all the other intangibles.
It's Fred Gehley in It's a Wonderful Miracle on 34th Street, the 1947 version.
Yes. Correct. Right? You did pretty well.
Well, speaking of Christmas movies, was it a segue, your intention?
Yes.
We have a Christmas movie lineup. These are just going to be drop-in Christmas movies. I don't think you need to make reservations for them. Where's the list? I don't have the list. I know the Nutcracker is the first one. I seriously don't have it.
What are you looking for?
The list of Christmas movies.
Hold on. I'll jump in to save the day once
please,
again, Jennifer.
So.
Jennifer's referring to our holiday movie lineup, holiday drop-in movies, which means no registration required. Just come on by the library. We'll be kicking it off Tuesday, December 8th. All these movies will be... Well, no, all the movies on. Let me start over. All right, starting Tuesday, December 8th at 6 p.m., we'll be showing The Nutcracker. Which version? I'd have no idea.
I had that discussion on Tuesday night. It's not this one.
It's not that one.
Yeah.
I took a very generic one, Jennifer.
I had this talk with the person who scheduled the movie.
You're stuck with that image.
It's a lovely image, Jim.
Thursday, December 10th, The Santa Claus, the movie Jennifer has no idea what it's about because she missed the quote in our trivia contest a couple minutes ago. That would be Thursday, December 10th at 6 p.m. Then we'll be showing Elf. Jennifer does not like the movie Elf. Please flood this radio station with your hate phone calls. Saturday, December 12th at 2 p.m. And then Tuesday, December 15th at 6 p.m., Miracle on 34th Street, the original, I believe.
Yes, that has been confirmed. But we will be showing the colorized version against an amidst protest.
Home Alone will be shown on Thursday, December 17th at 6 p.m. And then finally, Frozen, which really has nothing to do with Christmas.
I had that discussion also on Tuesday.
Saturday, December 19th at 2 p.m. So that's holiday drop-in movies at the Huntington County Library.
And on Saturday the 5th and this month Sunday the 6th, we will also be showing holiday movies in the background of the gingerbread drop-off. So
is that a fact?
It is a fact.
Okay, we have a program tonight at the North County Branch Library, Leonardo da Vinci and the History of Italian Cuisine, with gourmand award-winning author and celebrity chef Maria Liberati. And she is a celebrity chef. Why? Let me read what she has done, Jennifer. She's a former model. She divides her time between her office in the U.S. and her country house, truffle farm, and cooking school and office in Italy. Is this true?
And I don't know. I found it. And I don't know why she lives in her office.
How did we get this globetrotter to come to the North County Branch Library?
She contacted us, and I said I didn't have room for her.
There will be a question and answer session with Maria after her presentation, followed by a book signing and a reception consisting of a sampling of recipes from the basic art of Italian cooking. So there's going to be food.
Apparently.
Nice. We should have advertised that a little bolder. So there'll be food Chef Maria Liberati will bring some samples of her food to this program. So once again, this is Thursday, November 12th, which is tonight, Jennifer, at 7 p.m. Call the North Canyon branch at 730-6135 to reserve a seat. All the programs Jennifer and I talk about at the library are on our webpage, hclibrary.us. Just click on the events calendar on the bottom right corner.
Do you want to do two more quickly, or do you want to wait and go to break?
Yes, quickly.
Okay. On this Saturday afternoon, Side by Side, the songs of Oscar Hammerstein II and Stephen Sondheim will be presented at the North County Branch Library at 2 p.m. And again, reservations are requested.
Fred Miller comes next week on Wednesday at the North County Branch Library at 2 p.m. and then again Thursday, November 19th at the Hunterdon County Library, singing and talking about Frank Sinatra in his afternoon concert series. That's Fred Miller next week at the Hunterdon County Library. Then that evening, Wednesday, November 18th, the Bishop of Jazz, Rio Clemente, will salute our troops with a program of his own special blend of jazz standards and original tunes, Jennifer. Once again, Wednesday, November 18th at 7 p.m.
And I did want to mention Tuesday night at the South County Branch Library at 7:30, their book group is going to meet, and they will be reading Go Set a Watchman by Harper Lee. And this is a special book group kit because Jane Ricketts runs the book group at headquarters on Friday mornings, the last Friday morning of the month. And last year, the group donated some money in Jane's name for their appreciation, and this is the kit we purchased in honor of Jane. So that was very nice.
Very good. Why did we buy something in honor of Jane?
Because the group donated money to the library in her name.
Oh. Very nice.
To thank her for all her hard work.
Yes, the book group that Jennifer used to run.
That's right. They took us out to lunch
before she
one time.
Passed it off.
I did.
She's too high and mighty now in her new position to do anything with us common people.
Oh, stop. That's very mean. And
it's not mean.
It's mean and untrue.
It's not.
Where am I sitting right now?
Well, you thinking about quitting the radio show?
I am not.
Oh, okay, good. I thought you were going to break some news on me or here. Or
no,
something.
But that's quite mean and uncalled for. I stopped
needling you a little bit.
Well, don't needle me.
Well, you started the book group and you pass it off to Jane.
I did because I couldn't give it the time it deserved any longer.
And Jane's doing a great job with
it,
right?
She's doing a fabulous job. Good. Yes. So, all right, we'll go to our commercial break and come back with Today in History.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. Jennifer Winberry, Jim Patch. Thanks for tuning in. It's time for Today in History. Today is November 12th, 2015. This time, every week I ask Jennifer about some events that happened on the current date and also some people that were born or who died. On November 12th, we're going back to 1927, Jennifer. Who was expelled from the Soviet Communist Party, leaving Joseph Stalin in undisputed control of the Soviet Union?
Lenin.
Incorrect. November 12th, 1927, Leon Trotsky. I never know, really know who Leon Trotsky is. I don't remember, do you?
No.
Have a little background on him? Nothing? In 1933, in the state, Hugh Gray takes the first known photos of what?
Something in outer space?
No. Actually, alleged to be of what?
A UFO.
No, but you're on the right track. Very good. The Loch Ness Monster. Do you believe in the Loch Ness Monster, Jennifer? Is it possible that a large prehistoric creature lives in a lake in Scotland? Is it possible?
You would think by now that somebody would have found it.
So you're saying no?
It's a nice spot.
Yes or no, Jennifer?
It's a nice spot, but I don't think so.
Okay, so no. 1941, Jennifer. Let me try to form this and give you this in a question form. Okay. This is World War II trivia, Jennifer. Temperatures around Moscow drops to minus 12 degrees Celsius as the Soviet Union launches for the first time what kind of attack against the freezing German forces near the city?
Kind of attack?
Yeah. How did they attack the Germans? In what way?
I don't know. Air. No. I have no idea. With snowballs.
That's close. Skiing. Ski troops.
I see.
So you were accidentally on the right track
right
there.
Right church, wrong pew.
Okay, Jennifer. And finally, born or died in the state. Born. These are all borns, I believe. Yes. I don't know if I looked up any died. These are all borns, Jennifer. Born in 1840. August Rodin.
He was a sculptor. He did The Thinker.
Very good. That's all I know, too. 1929.
There's a museum in Philadelphia with his works.
Oh, you've been there?
Mm-hmm.
What else has he done besides The Thinker? Anything famous? Thinker, is that life size? Or is it small?
It's bigger than life size, I think.
Okay. 1929, Grace Kelly was born on November 12th?
She was an American actress who married Prince Rainier of Monaco.
Great.
And she used to get her Christmas presents from Marks and Cross. She used to get a
Can you name a movie she was in?
High Society.
Very good, with Bing Crosby. Also Rear Window with Jimmy Stewart. 1930, Bob Crewe was born.
Spell his last name.
C-R-E-W-E. He was an American singer, songwriter, producer. Have you ever seen Jersey Boys?
Yes.
Bob Crewe co-wrote a lot of the Four Seasons hits with Bob Gaudio. 1970, Tanya Harding was born.
Oh, we were just talking about her on Tuesday.
Who was?
And I walked into work and they were talking about her in Extension Services. She was the she was an Olympic ice skater, and her bodyguard was, I guess he was convicted of hitting Nancy Kerrigan with a crowbar on her knees.
Yes. Nancy Kerrigan did go on to win silver.
And there were some unfortunate pictures that surfaced later of her.
What do you mean?
Of Tanya Harding. Some questionable.
Why are they unfortunate?
Well, they were questionable in her judgment of having them taken.
I would like to know more. What are they of?
I bet you would.
What, you mean nude pictures?
I believe so, yes.
Oh. For like Playboy or something?
No, I think for her boyfriend.
Oh. All right, finally, Jennifer, in 1982, Anne Hathaway was born.
Really? No. I'm thinking she's a movie star.
Why are you so surprised?
I'm surprised she's that young.
Anne Hathaway?
Yeah.
She's pretty young.
Wow. I guess, no, she is, certainly.
Well, what is she in?
I don't know what she's in, but...
You might be thinking of a different Anne Hathaway.
I think I'm thinking of a different Anne.
You're thinking of Mrs. Hathaway from the Beverly Hillbillies.
No, I'm not thinking of Mrs. Hathaway from the Hillbillies.
Anne Hathaway.
She's a British actress, right?
No.
Oh.
American actress. She was in the movie version of Les Miserables. I believe she won an Academy Award.
Good for her.
Can you picture her?
I can't.
Like a brunette, long-haired brunette woman.
Yeah, but the one I'm thinking of. Well, maybe
you're thinking of the wrong one, Jennifer.
Apparently.
Who are you thinking of? What does she look like?
More like Annette Bening. She's older than 1982.
Right.
Certainly.
So her name isn't Anne Hathaway. Mm. Anne Hathaway. Wasn't Anne Hathaway one of the King Henry VIII's wives or 16th?
Yes.
That who you're thinking of?
No. Certainly.
Okay, that's today in history. What do you got for me?
What do I got for you? Well, this is inspired by you. We'll see how it goes. It's TV specials.
Okay.
And I'll start playing it and you'll tell me what...
I can't hear anything.
Well, I haven't started playing it yet. I'll give you my headphones.
Can the people in Radio Land hear?
Yes.
I'm ready, Jennifer.
Can you hear now? Can you hear me now?
So what am I supposed to do?
I can't hear. You're supposed to tell me what this is.
That's Miracle on 34th Street.
It absolutely is not.
It's not?
Nope. You very rarely see this. If you do, it's on PBS.
Oh, is it the Bell Telephone marionette thing?
It is the Bell Telephone, the Spirit of Christmas with the marionettes. Very good.
Do they still play that? That was from like the 50s or something, right?
It is. I saw it once recently.
Is this a different one? It's the Rat Pack. When the snow comes, it covers the ground. Where they come? It's a time. Sounds like all of them. It's a whipped cream day. It's Dean Martin. Oh, that's what you needed?
I'm smoking a cigarette. Which I think is pretty funny.
And the sun is red, like a pumpkin head.
Right, let's see what...
It shines so your nose won't freeze.
This one I want to watch.
Am I supposed to guess what? A movie?
You'll guess. No, it's a special.
Oh.
But you'll know in a minute.
Well, Merry Christmas, ladies and gentlemen.
That's Frank
Sinatra.
And
welcome to our Christmas show for Bulova, the gift of a lifetime at Chesterfield, my cigarette. Our old friend, Mr. Frank Crosby, will be our guest.
Cigarette was
and the accent is on
then,
music,
Jennifer.
Both traditional and modern.
And
here's one of the newest
tree.
Songs.
I'm watch
oh,
that.
By gosh, by golly.
Okay. Let's see.
So that was these are old vintage Christmas shows on TV. That's the Williams brother.
Happy holidays.
And the Osmonds.
Happy holiday. It's a holiday season.
Outfits
holiday
on.
Time. And Santa Claus is coming round. The Christmas snow is white on the ground.
When old
Santa they make Christmas variety shows?
He'll be coming down the chimney.
Is that something they do?
He'll be coming
down the chimney. You don't have a TV set? Yes, you do.
It does. I don't get reception.
Oh, that's right. You don't have cable.
Boom! MasterCard and Android Pay have made buying things so fast!
All right. Keep talking for 24 seconds.
Okay, the gingerbread competition. 24 seconds?
18, 17. There's an ad.
Well, it's too late to talk about the gingerbread.
There was a skip an ad, but I think this is my favorite line from this special.
Okay.
5, 4, 3, 2...
It's the Charlie Brown Christmas.
I think you have a customer.
Do you still
May I help you?
I'm in sad shape.
Wait a minute. Before you begin, I must ask that you pay in advance. 5 cents, please.
Boy, what a sound! How I love to hear that old money clink. That beautiful sound of cold, hard cash. That beautiful, beautiful sound. Nickels, nickels, nickels. That beautiful sound of clinking nickels. All right, now. What seems to be your trouble?
I feel depressed. I know I should be happy, but I'm not.
Well, as they say on TV, the mere fact that you realize you need help indicates that you are not too far gone. I think we better pinpoint your fears. If we can find out what you're afraid of, we can label it. Are you?
That's actually not my favorite part. My favorite part is where she says she wants real estate for Christmas.
Is that Lucy said that or Sally?
Lucy.
Oh, okay. Is this something different? My wife loves this. This was another, this was from the Pittsburgh area. An electric company made this, Susie Snowflake. And Rosemary Clooney actually sang it and made a hit of it later on.
It's a stop motion.
Yeah, it's a stop motion. If you watch it ever, Susie Snowflake sometimes is the size of a snowflake and sometimes she's the size of like a minivan.
I don't quite know how to do it. So talk about the gingerbread contest.
Well, I was going to say, Jennifer just played music from the Charlie Brown Christmas, and coincidentally, at the Hunterdon County Library on Wednesday, December 2nd, Eric Mantel Quartet joins us for a jazz holiday featuring the music from Vince Guaraldi's A Charlie Brown Christmas. This very popular concert series that is quickly becoming a staple of the holidays features the jazz music of Vince Guaraldi from A Charlie Brown Christmas, performed by the Eric Mantel Quartet. Families have come to hear these timeless songs they grew up with and are now introducing them to children, to their own children, as only the Eric Mantel Quartet can perform them. The concerts are not only entertaining, but introduce children to jazz in a live concert setting. Original music by Eric is also performed, as well as classic holiday standards. So this is Wednesday, December 2nd at the Hunterdon County Library at 7 p.m. And it will be repeated, in case you have something to do already on December 2nd, at the North County Branch Library on Thursday, December 10th at 7 p.m. The program is presented by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. Space is limited, so please register early. Once again, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, and click on the events calendar in the bottom right corner.
Okay, I think I've picked a point that's unquestionable, like not questionable.
Miss Bell and ring-a-ding-ding. You see, Madeline, that's a hip expression, meaning...
Is that Bob Hope?
You don't have to explain, Bob. I am not exactly a square.
Is it like the Bob Hope Christmas special or something?
He's in Southeast Asia. Yeah.
You hardly fit into that category.
And he's with Raquel Welch.
Really, Madeline, I haven't heard a reception like that since I stepped off the plane. Of course, they thought I was a replacement.
What was the questionable part?
He made some comments about Australia that I, you know.
Really?
Earlier, yeah.
Like what?
I don't remember. Something about kangaroos. I didn't want to offend any of our Australian listeners.
How bad could it have been Bob Hope in the 40s?
It wasn't. They were smoking on TV.
You can't tell me the joke I want to know.
I don't remember the joke. Oh. A lot of jokes I can't tell you. So, you did very well.
Thank you.
I don't doubt that you know everything.
Okay, well, we're halfway through the library show. Let me give you a quick update on your Flemington weather. Jim Gunnell will be here at 12 noon. With his show, Taking Care of Business. And when he's here, Jennifer, it's going to be 56 degrees. Overcast skies, rain coming down. Expect rain to taper off by the evening, Jennifer. And then the next stretch of days, it doesn't look like rain's coming back until late next week. But over this weekend, tomorrow, Friday, 56 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Saturday, not even going to reach 50 degrees, Jennifer. 49 degrees and partly cloudy skies. And then back up to 58. On Sunday, it looks like we'll be up into the upper 60s again by midweek next week, which is nice. It's hanging on, 70 degrees on November 18th. That's a bonus. No? Yes?
It is.
Sun rises this time of year at 6:41 a.m. and sets, sadly, at 4:44 p.m.
Pretty early.
Yes.
Are you finding yourself going to bed earlier?
No.
Really? It hits like 7 o'clock and I'm like, yep, time for bed.
Really? And you actually go to bed?
Yeah.
At 7 o'clock, what time you get up? 2?
No. 5 o'clock.
You got to do something to break you. Like, that sounds like a depressed person, Jennifer.
No, just tired somebody.
You're just tired of somebody?
No, I'm just a tired somebody. You know what? It's time to go to bed.
So I made a couple other flyers. Jennifer, we're talking about the holidays. Let's talk about a few more holiday programs coming up at the library. Wednesday, December 9th at 11:45 a.m., a school bus will pull into the Huntington County Library, and a group of about two dozen high school kids with their fiddles will hop off, race into the meeting room, and under the direction of a teacher, Will Magalio, they'll play a concert for you. Probably only about a half hour. It's a brief concert because these kids got to get back to school, Jennifer.
Yes, they do.
Really can't, they can't let them. I mean, it's that strict over at Central these days?
I think they need to have time to stop.
So it's 100 Central Regional High School Fiddle Club. Actually, speaking of 100 Central program, though, the 100 Central girls volleyball team is in the state sectional finals today at 4:30.
Well done.
At 100 Central.
Are you going?
I'm going to try. We'll have to see. And if they win today, they move to the state finals at William Patterson University. So today they play Bridgewater Raritan, which is a very good team that actually beat them this year. May have handed Central their only loss of the year, actually.
Wow.
So it's going to be a tough match. So good luck to the girls of 100 and Central. A Colonial Christmas, Saturday, December 12th at the North County Branch Library. Ann and Ridley Enslow will present a holiday show that celebrates a Colonial Christmas and other midwinter holidays, such as what? What's another midwinter holiday?
Hanukkah.
Okay.
It
must be something from colonial times.
They dress
in period clothing and perform music, festive music on violin and hammered dulcimer. And we'll relate stories from the period and tales of good cheer. This is a popular program that's been happening at the North County Branch for several years now. Once again, Saturday, December 12th, a special afternoon program at 2 p.m. And then Thursday, December 17th at the North County Branch, the City Winds Trio Holiday Extravaganza. The trio will play traditional favorites, waltzes, sleigh tunes, and some contemporary classics. The unusual instrumentation of flute, oboe, and bassoon make this unique group one of the library's favorites, especially during the holidays. Come join the fun and get into the spirit of the season Thursday, December 17th at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library, the City Winds Holiday Extravaganza.
And may I say this is one of my favorite flyers that you do every year?
Oh, yeah?
I love it.
Because you
picture.
Like Rockefeller Center?
Yes, it looks old-fashioned. It's a nice picture. It's a very nice picture. And don't forget to keep looking on our Facebook page, just facebook.com/Huntington County, for all the latest goings on. Right now we have a picture of an exhibit up in the reference area with some genealogy books. And you can also, and a reminder that you can search ancestry.com, which gives you access to all sorts of censuses and the Social Security Death Index and all kinds of military records.
Is that the correct term, censuses?
It probably isn't, sensei.
I have no
idea. But that makes it sound
sensei like a karate. Sensei doesn't sound right either.
And you need to be in the library for this one at headquarters, North County or South County Branch Library. This one is not available from home. But you can come on in and get some help from the reference librarians. And we also have the winner at the South County Library drop-in Halloween contest, James Chubuck as Calvin and Hobbes. And Melissa Nemitz and Tim O'Connor won the 18 and older for Popeye and Olive Oil. So don't forget to check.
Is that on our Facebook page?
It is.
Nice.
Yes. So don't forget to check out that for all the latest goings on. Like the other day, the Wi-Fi was down, and we posted that really quickly.
So that's our most timely source of getting information out to the public?
Correct.
So our webpage is pretty...
The webpage is also.
Yes. So I mentioned the outreach program at the top of the show. Jennifer, could you possibly describe that to our listeners? What the Huntington County Library, Friends of the Huntington County Library Outreach Program is, does?
Yes, it's actually being revamped a little bit right now. but essentially they look for volunteers to deliver books to people who can't get to the libraries for one reason or another.
But this is a service we offer that I don't think many people know about.
I don't think so, which is why one of the reasons they're revamping it to, and then doing a little more advertising about it. They will, even if it's just a temporary, like you broke your leg and you can't get to the library for a while, they'll bring you the books. And a volunteer will be assigned to you, so you can work with the volunteer and make some selections of what you would like. So if you're interested in volunteering, or if you need the service, give the reference department a call, 788-1434.
So who's this intended for? Is anyone allowed to sign up for this?
Anyone's allowed to sign up for
it. Anyone that lives in the county?
Anyone who lives in the service area, correct.
Okay, so you have to live in the county.
No, you have to live in the service area. You can't live in Flemington Borough, Milford, or Lambertville City.
Oh, okay. So anywhere in the county but Flemington Borough.
County Library Service Area, correct.
Okay, but not outside the county.
Correct, but Flemington Public does this for the Flemington Borough patrons.
Right, okay, and you said it's for people who have had maybe operations or injuries,
right,
or elderly.
Or if you absolutely can't get
the
out.
The one that you're unable to drive or get out.
Correct.
The library would like to bring the books to you.
Correct.
I think it's a great service. How many people take advantage of it currently?
Right now I think there's between half a dozen and a dozen.
Okay. That's something.
It is.
I was afraid you were going to say zero.
No, we do have some. And like I said, they are working on revamping it a little bit and getting some more word out about it and advertising it some more.
Great. Why don't we go to our next commercial break while we try to figure out what we're going to talk about for the last 15 minutes of this show.
Oh, sounds like a good idea. We'll be right back.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, Celebrant Officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Building business. One business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. At the beginning of the hour, Jim Thatch mentioned there's only a week left to enter the Hunterdon County Friends of the Hunterdon County Library Chamber of Commerce Gingerbread Contest.
Sponsored by the Chamber and by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. The deadline is next Friday, November 20th. Entry forms can be found on our webpage, hclibrary.us. Right on the homepage, just click on the link and print out the form, or you can stop by the library in our lobby. We have plenty of entry forms, or we will this afternoon when I print some more. So they are going out, Jennifer. So the entry form, what do you need to know? There's several categories. There's one. There's a category just for children. There's one for students. Children up to age 12, then students age 13 through 18. Then adult individual. There's the family or group, so your whole family can get into one, make one together. And there's a professional group. Each category will receive, there'll be a first place award in each category, a cash award. There will also be some honorable mentions. You have two choices on what your gingerbread house can be. Either something from Gingerbread Storyland, meaning an edifice or scene from a favorite children's book or novel, or a Hunterdon County scene. So any building or scene from the great county of Hunterdon, Jennifer. No comment. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm thinking about a secret garden in Gingerbread.
Entries, after you get us the entry form and make your gingerbread house, it can be dropped off at the library either Saturday, December 5th from 1 to 5 p.m. or Sunday, December 6th from 1 to 5 p.m. Judges will base their decisions on overall appearance, originality, and imagination, use of materials, difficulty of design, and the depiction of the Hunterdon or storybook theme. We'll have a reception, a welcome reception for all the people who enter at the Hunterdon County Library on Wednesday, December 9th at 6 p.m. Winners will also be posted on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and ACL websites. And there'll be refreshments, of course, and winners will be announced at that welcome reception on December 9th. And if your last excuse is you have no idea how to make gingerbread, well, we've got that covered. There's recipes for construction-grade gingerbread and for royal icing right on the entry form. So there goes your last excuse. I'll expect to see your entry form sometime before next Friday, November 20th.
And that evening, the children's department will be hosting a gingerbread-themed craft evenings, and that's just drop-in crafts. So bring your younger children and stop in and make a craft.
Stop by the welcome reception and the gingerbread crafting.
That's right.
Another full night at the Hunterdon County Library.
Come in the afternoon and hear the fiddle club, yeah, fiddlers, and then come back for the gingerbread. Will we be playing a movie in the background?
Sure.
Okay.
Which movie?
White Christmas. I always say White Christmas. We have some new mysteries at the Hunterdon County Library coming out in October and November, and this list you can pick up at one of our libraries or go on our website and look under Reader Services for bibliographies for it. And on the list are books like Numero Zero by Umberto Eco. Yes, he's still alive and still writing. He's an Italian author. And this story is about a newspaper committed to blackmail and mudslinging rather than reporting news. And it's set in Italy, and it is translated. And I read an interview with him, and he set this book in 1992, before the internet really got going and people got their news differently, because he felt there was no way this story could have ever unfolded during the internet time. A paranoid editor walking through the streets of Milan, reconstructing 50 years of history against the backdrop of a plot involving the cadaver of Mussolini's double. So these mysteries are very erudite and very literary.
What does erudite mean?
Very smart and clever. There's also a new John...
It's ironic that I don't know what that word means.
There's also a new John Irving, The Avenue of Mysteries. John Irving, of course, of the Hotel New Hampshire.
No, that's not ironic, because that would be saying, I am smart, but I just don't know that word.
Yes.
So what's the word where...
That is...
I'm a moron, and I asked what that word meant.
No, you're very smart, Jim.
Not really.
There's a new book by Robert Galbraith, Career of Evil. And Robert Galbraith is also more commonly known as J.K. Rowling of Harry Potter fame. There's a new book by a young author, City on Fire, by Garth Risk Hallberg. It's about, 400 or 500 pages of New York City in the 1970s. And if you remember anything about New York City in the 1970s, this is definitely for you to read. Depraved Heart by Patricia Cornwell. Another Kay Scarpetta novel. This is the second novel that has returned to HarperCollins, returned Patricia Cornwell to HarperCollins, and there's a new editor. And there's definitely a vintage feel to these. For a while, the Kay Scarpetto's got kind of very cinematic, and these are more traditional. It's Corrupted by Lisa Scottolini. It's set in a Philadelphia law firm, an all-female law firm. And one of the cases comes back to that one of the young attorneys couldn't help a young man about 13 years ago. And he's in trouble again, and she needs to go back in time. What You See by Hank Philippi Ryan, who we've had on the show, interview several times. She has since won another couple of Emmys for her reporting in the Boston area. This is Jane Ryan and Jake. And Jane's out of work again, so maybe she and Jake, the police detective, can finally have a relationship, but now she's back working again. And as always, Hank Ryan ends the book with a memorable scene. They're at the airport. They're going to go away to Jane's sister's wedding, and at the airport, Jake hands Jane a box, and you have to guess what's inside the box. His Right Hand by Mehdi Ivy Harrison is a follow-up to her first novel featuring, her first mystery featuring a devout Mormon family in Utah. And the Adult Summer Reading Club is over, although I hear tell that we will be having a winter reading club, a little more casual, but I'm still posting things to the blog. And I want to read the review of the Dean Koontz book coming out in December. It is on our catalog ready for you to place your hold. And when I got this book from the publisher, the library marketing manager had obscured the author's name because she was pretty sure I would never have read it if I had seen Dean Koontz's name on it. He's notorious. His genre is usually horror along the Stephen King line. Sometimes it goes to a little bit of the not quite supernatural, but unbelievable. But I read this book and I loved it. It's Ashley Bell. And 22-year-old Bebe Blair has one novel under her belt and is an ascending star. But then she receives a diagnosis that she has no more than a year to live. She's diagnosed with an aggressive form of brain cancer, but Bebe refuses to believe she will die so soon and challenges the doctors that she will be cured. 2 days later, after receiving a mysterious visit in the night from a therapy dog, it appears Bebe is cured. But she wonders why she has been so miraculously spared until she learns she has been given a mission to save a young woman named Ashley Bell. First, however, she must find Ashley Bell, a task that puts Bebe's life and the lives of her family and Ashley Bell's life in jeopardy. Bebe finds herself running through Southern California, trying to stay one step ahead of cult leaders and gangsters, and at least two steps behind Ashley Bell. Soon, though, Bebe's investigation takes on a strange twist, and she finds herself in a twisty maze that is both familiar and unknown at the same time. There's ingenious plotting and surprises around every corner. This novel has all of Dean Koontz's signature style with an entirely new feel and plot. And even if you've never read Dean Koontz before, be sure not to miss Ashley Bell. New readers and longtime fans are in for an unexpected treat. That's it.
Very nice.
Somebody needs to eat some lunch.
Somebody's starving over here.
And you know what? We have a button maker now at the library.
Mm-hmm.
And
Do tell.
So we'll be making buttons at different events. Maybe we'll design some gingerbread buttons for
sure.
Participants.
That's a good idea.
But I would like to thank, I think Carol Jablonski was a ringleader, and the ladies at the South County Branch Library, they made two buttons that say, your library is always there for you, which is how we always end the show.
You didn't wear it today.
I didn't wear it. It's in my drawer, right next to my other name tag that I'm supposed to be wearing all the time. So what new DVDs are coming out that you're looking forward to?
I don't know. Do you have a list in front of you?
I can put one in front of me.
What, did we get anything new that you think I'd like, Jennifer?
I'm asking you. What do you think?
I can't remember what's coming. I haven't been to the movies in a while. Is there something? I saw the Steve Jobs movie.
How did you like
that? Don't recommend it.
No.
It was a lot of dialogue, and it didn't really... it kind of ended before, you know, a lot of it ended, kind of ended where it should have started. Let me put it that way.
Okay, put it that way. We have added some new movies. We've added our American Heist, Avengers, Age of Ultron, Boulevard, Bullets Over Broadway from 1994. That was pretty funny. California Suite from 1979. Dark Places, Furious 7, Gem of Bovary. Hungry Hearts, I'll See You in My Dreams. Any of these sound vaguely appealing?
Nope.
Insidious, Chapter 3, Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell. That's based on the book. Manglehorn, San Andreas, Sharknado 3, Oh Hell No.
Sharknado,
what did I say?
Sharknado.
Oh, Sharknado. All right, Spy, we added Stella Dallas from 1973. We have added some Swedish TV series, Irene Huss.
Why?
We've had some requests for them, and apparently they're very popular and quite good. Maria Wren. We've added the final season of Nurse Jackie. Say It Isn't So. Outlander Season 1, Series 2. Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Seasons 1 and 2. Bates Motel, Seasons 1, 2, 3, and that's it. So look for these on our website, hclibrary.us, and click on Book and Media Lists to find out all the new additions to the library. All right, well, the clock that's not on the wall says it is time for Jim Gannot to come in. So thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go in, or go online, or go in. Your library is always there for you.
Good night.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. Republican Senator John McCain sharply disagrees with at least one of the candidates in this week's GOP debate. McCain tells KFYI's Chris Merrill that Senator Rand Paul couldn't be more wrong when he said during Tuesday night's debate that it's not conservative to support increased military spending.
I think a true conservative in the tradition of Ronald Reagan is defense of the nation. National security is our highest priority. Right now, because of sequestration and because of this president, we are in more danger than we've been since the end of World War II.
ISIS is promising that, quote, blood will spill like an ocean when it unleashes attacks on Russia. In a video released today, ISIS says the attacks will begin, quote, very soon. ISIS has previously threatened attacks on Russia and the U.S. in retaliation for airstrikes on its fighters. Stocks are lower ahead of remarks by several top Federal Reserve officials. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 were all lower in early trading. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get your plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See plenty.com/partners for details.
Musicians, this year at Guitar Center, we're counting down to Black Friday with new doorbuster deals in every department each and every day. Guitars, drums, mics, keys, accessories, and more. From now until Thanksgiving, we're featuring gear from top brands like JBL, Schecter, Shure, AKG, Sabian, Pearl, GoPro, and more at savings of up to 30% off. Prices so low, we can't advertise them. Discover limited-time savings during Guitar Center's Countdown to Black Friday. With four new doorbuster deals revealed every day and good only while supplies last. So check back daily, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
According to a new report, civil forfeiture has seen a huge increase. USA's Russ Jones reports the seizure of private property by law enforcement agencies has increased tenfold over the past decade.
Civil forfeiture gives law enforcement the right to seize property, regardless of whether or not its owner is ever convicted or even charged with a crime. Lisa Nepper of the Institute